The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 13th of April and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo Laposta. Now, in January of this year, an IMF report suggested that the UK would have the lowest level of economic growth of all the G10 economies in 2023. But just 3 months later, in another report from the IMF, the UK saw a higher upwards revision in its 2023 growth prediction than any other major economy, despite a downgrade in the IMF's prediction for global growth. Lorenzo, what's going on here?
Hello, Ben. As always, thank you very much for having me. As you mentioned, the IMF revised predictions for 2023 were released earlier this week. One of the things that caught our eye was the change in the outlook for the UK. Unfortunately, the message hasn't completely changed, with the British economy still projected to contract this year. But you know, with the predicted contraction halving in just 3 months, there are some signs of positivity, and it's not too difficult to see why, actually. As it continues to recover from last year's gilt crisis, the UK has seen improvements in a few areas. Continued political stabilization, as well as a rebound of economic growth in January, have given some cause for optimism. The country's limited exposures to the banking crisis that plagued the US and Europe recently has also been a boost, and markets have recognized this. So far this year, the pound has been the strongest performing G10 currency against the US dollar, in fact.
Right, so it's possible that all the doom and gloom surrounding the UK earlier this year might have been a bit too much. But the UK is still expected to perform poorly relative to other advanced economies. What are these challenges that the UK is still facing?
Well, the UK still faces a very tough economic climate. There is hope that inflation has peaked in December and, you know, would fall just as quickly as it had risen, especially as energy prices fell. However, having initially fallen from its peak, we have seen inflation remaining more persistent than many had expected, rising back up actually to about 9.2% in February. So not really quite falling as fast as hoped for. And as has been the case in other major economies, we have seen some labor market tightness that remains a key factor contributing to inflation. Whereas, for example, in the US, there are some signs of an easing labor market. Besides the UK, unemployment rate has stayed stubbornly below 4%. It's likely that we see further rate hikes to counter these inflationary factors, which would cause further damage to the UK's growth prospects.
Okay, so while some things have certainly calmed down for the UK, it's still facing some quite strong economic headwinds. How are markets responding to the rapidly changing outlook in the UK?
Well, as mentioned, the combination of continuing economic stabilisation, the limited exposure to the banking crisis and expectation of rate hikes to counter inflation have been a boost to the currency, the pound, relative to other major currencies. But on the other hand, the continuing labour market tightness and these same rate expectations have damaged the prospects for UK equities. The UK equity market held up relatively well last year compared to its European and American counterparts, but has actually been weaker so far this year, underperforming the rest.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, thank you for the fantastic insights and looking forward to talking next week.
Thank you, Ben.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa. In terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaint relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.